Hello?
Oh, hi, Zach. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Tina. I'm doing all right. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Happy Monday, right?
Right, yeah. First Monday of the week.
Exactly. Yeah, not that we're counting, huh? So I know that one of your buddies had referred you to us, and I just wanted to kind of touch base. All he told us was that your company is called AirBuds.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what type of company is that?
Heating and air conditioning.
Oh, okay. What a cool name for a heating and air conditioning. Where'd you come up with that?
Yeah, it's a take on the 90s movie, AirBud.
I thought so.
Where the dog played basketball. Yeah, he got injured and had to get a real job.
Oh, oh my gosh, that is too funny. So, how long have you had that business?
About 7 months now.
Okay, excellent. They say the first couple of months is the hardest, so at least you got over that hump, right?
Working on it.
Yeah, a little bit. So where are you located?
I am located in St. Pete, but the company is based out of Bradenton, Sarasota.
Okay, Bradenton, Sarasota. And then how far do you typically...
We service from St. Pete down to Venice.
Okay. Thank you. You knew why I was asking. Okay. St. Pete to Venice. How far would you say that is in miles if you had to guess?
Probably about 80 to 100. About
okay.
80 miles.
Wow, that's a really nice service area. Okay, 80 miles. And then do you have anything set up for the business yet, like a website or a Facebook or anything like that?
I have a website, but it needs a little work done to it, a little updating and making it look a little more professional.
Okay. What's the web address?
It's airbudsac.com.
Airbudsac.com. Okay. So what I would recommend would be the Platinum Package. It's the same one that your referral had. It's the one that will give you the most dominant internet presence locally and get your phone ringing with new clients, okay? So what it would include is we would program AirBuds to show on the first page of Google and Bing for the categories in your area, okay? We would also submit you to some of the popular directories as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days do the searches from their smartphones?
Yep.
Right? So that's a different search result altogether. And once we program you into the mobile platform, now you'll become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, Zach, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Okay? And then because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So we'll create the business Facebook page for you. And then you know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up?
Yep.
Right? So that doesn't happen on accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we'll make sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, that when they go on their Facebook news feed, there will be an ad for your company popping up. Okay, so it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then we'll also provide you with a detailed tracking system, which means that you'll have the ability to see which new clients you receive from Google, you know, which ones you receive from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. Also, if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. That way, everything is very transparent, okay? Now,
okay.
As far as the website, I can give you a couple of options because we wouldn't touch your existing website in any way, shape, or form. But if you wanted us to, we could build a new professional Google compliant website on your domain. And typically that is an extra $400, but since you're referred by AGRUN, we could probably get that included for you at no additional cost. So if you go that route, I would definitely recommend that we leave your little logo up there with the dog, since, you know, your company is kind of a, you know, homage to the movie. I think that that will help you with branding too. So we could actually pull off all of the content from your initial site and then put it on the new site, but then, of course, make sure that it's Google compliant and highly rankable and professionally done. So, you know, with that being said, and, you know, assuming that I can get that approved to get everything going, you know, for $398 out the door, including the site, what are you thinking? Are you thinking it's something that you'd want to possibly get started today?
$398 out the door today, and then how much a month after?
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to cover. Okay, so it's a flat rate month-to-month of $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. So I'm going to send you...
And then it costs an additional $400 for you guys to redo my website?
Correct, but that's the part that I'm going to send a request to my supervisor and explain your situation and see if they would allow me to include the site for you at no additional cost. Because I figure...
Yeah, if you could do it at no additional cost, I would be interested in that. But I spent a lot of money on my website, so I'm not looking to really spend more.
No problem. Yeah, that's why I wanted to do that. Plus, you know, you were referred by AGRUN and you're a brand new business. So, you know, sometimes when I explain that all, they will allow me to include it. So what I'll do right now, Zach, is I'll send out the request. We work on a GChat system throughout the office. So we usually will hear back probably within like 90 seconds to 2 minutes. So while I wait on his response, I want to verify your information. It says here that your last name is Rowley.
R-O-W-L-E-Y, Rowley.
Oh, Rowley. Okay, sorry about that. And then what is the email address?
AirbudsAC@gmail.com.
AirbudsAC@gmail.com. And then is this the phone number you'd like to have displayed on Google?
No, ma'am. It's 941.
Mm-hmm.
536-4599. I already have a Google business page up.
Okay, give me the number again, 941-536. What was the last four? I'm sorry.
2599.
4599. Okay, yeah, the phone cracked up for some reason right when you gave me the number. So it's 941-536-4599, and you were saying that you already have a Google business page set up, right?
Yep.
Okay. So that will be easy because we'll have you go in and add us as a manager to the page that you already have, and that way we can go in and optimize it so that it starts showing on the first page. So officially on the Google business page, how does the business list? Is it AirBuds AC or is it AirBuds AC and Heating or HVAC? How does it show?
Give me 1 second. Let me look it up. I can't quite remember off the top of my head.
Yeah. No problem.
It's AirBuds, air conditioning, and heating.
Okay, I like that. I'm surprised you need heating in that part of the country. And most people aren't aware that it gets cold down there, right?
Yeah, you rarely get calls for heat.
Yeah, I bet. So is the and in the business name the symbol or is it written out?
It's written out.
Okay, air conditioning and heating written out. Okay. And then what is the business address or what address did you use to verify it?
I'm gonna have to change it because I moved and I currently have what my old address was on there. Just for the sake of getting it registered and everything.
Okay. Let me put a note for the technician. So Google business page is under old address. What city was that?
Sarasota.
In Sarasota. But wants to update to...
Yeah, but I don't know if I updated, is it going to affect my search results? Because I'm based out of Sarasota, but I live in St. Pete. And then I you know, I'm from St. Pete to Sarasota. My main target is that Bradenton, Sarasota area, Palmetto, you know, that kind of right by the Skyway, south of the Skyway, you know?
So what I would recommend, since the Google business page is already registered and verified to Sarasota, I would say don't change the address on it. If the address is published, you might want to go in there and just hide the address.
Yeah, it's not published.
Yeah, so then you're fine. I would just leave it at that address. And then internally moving forward, we would know that you have a new address, because if we change it to your new location, that will affect where you're showing on the first page. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would leave it. So what is the official business address now? But I'll have them not updated. I'll keep it in Sarasota.
Well, that is still technically the official business address. I was going to just switch to my current home address. In case, you know, people are mailing something to me or whatever.
Got
it. It's going to be 4827.
Okay.
Coquina, C-O-Q-U-I-N-A.
Okay.
T Drive, Southeast. And that's Unit B.
Like boy, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That pulled up St. Pete. Is that the case, or is it Sarasota?
Yeah. No, I live in St. Pete, but my business is located in Sarasota.
Okay, so this is the new address, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Correct? Okay. So then I am getting a response here. Give me 1 second. Oh, excellent. They're allowing me to include the site. Give me 1 moment. He gave me a promo code so I can waive the charges. Oh, and he said to wish you a very profitable year. So that was nice. So just give me
a
minute.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, that was really nice. So hold on 1 second, because I'll activate this pricing for you, and then I can actually get it set up using a debit or a credit card. So once I get back to that screen, you can just let me know if it's your name on the card or the company name or both.
And then when can I expect to be seeing results?
Great
as
question.
Far as,
Mm-hmm. All right, so nobody can flip a switch and put you up on Google in the first page, especially in a highly competitive area like Sarasota, instantaneously, right? It takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations, indexing. So because we're a premier partner to Google, we're way ahead of industry standard. Industry standard takes 90 days. We're a premier partner, so we do it in only 30 to 45 days. With that being said, you already have the Google page, which is going to jumpstart your, you know, results. And I'm confident that you're going to see solid activity within your first month. However, it is the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it starts coming to full fruition. Now, keep in mind your program, since it also includes the Facebook ads, those will launch very quickly. We say in under 2 weeks, but I've actually seen them up in like 3 or 5 days before on a special request. So you'll start getting activity through the Facebook first, and then the Google listing is the part that takes a little bit longer, okay? Mm-hmm. So then, let me just, okay, perfect. I got the promo code in here, so it's showing $398, including the site. And then, I'm sorry, did you say it was your name on the credit card or the company name or both?
Give me 1 second. I'm driving.
Okay, no problem, Zach.
It is Agron Naziri Clearwater Heating and Air on the card.
Oh, okay.
It's a DBA of Agron's company.
I was going to say, is Agron a partner in this business or something, or no?
Yeah, we're equal partners for this branch.
Oh, got it. So Agron, and then just so I don't have to go back to the other page, spell his last name for me one more time, please.
N-E. N-E-G-I-R-I.
N-E-G-I-R-I. Okay.
So N-E-Z is in Zachary.
Oh,
I-R-I.
Okay, and then Agron. That's so funny. I was just looking at his profile for the Clearwater Heating and Air. So Clear Heating and Air. Okay, so then what is the billing address?
Hold on. Let me call him because I don't know what the billing address is for that card.
Okay, and when you call him, if you can patch him in with me real quick, because I'm just going to make sure that we're authorized to use the card on behalf of this business, or else I'm going to have trouble setting it up.
That's fine, yeah. I mean, I don't know why it's set up like that, but all right, I'll call him right now.
Yeah, no problem. Take your time.
You there?
Hi,
yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Hi, Agron. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
How you doing, Tina?
Hi. So I just wanted to make sure that we're authorized to use the business card that's under Clearwater Heating and Air for the AirBuds Air Conditioning and Heating. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a Chase Visa.
Okay, so what is the billing address? And then after that, we'll be done, and I can go back and finish up with Zach, okay?
With Big Zach, yeah. 33756.
The whole address.
Hold on. The zip code for the card is my, isn't it my address?
Yes, the whole address for the card.
The whole address with the street and everything.
Okay, got you. It's 1457.
Okay.
South Betty, B-E-T-T-Y, Lane.
Okay.
Clearwater, Florida, 33756.
Okay, so 1457 South Betty Lane, Clearwater, Florida, 33756?
Yes.
Okay, so I've stored all of your information for billing, so this account will be under Zach's name, but you obviously are authorized on it too since you guys are partners. And in
yep.
the terms and conditions, since the billing is your name, it will send an email to you that has you do the e-signature, and that will just make sure that he gets the same pricing that you had, okay?
Okay, sounds good. And I may be interested to go back. I'll let you know. Check with me after a week. Put a note. Call Clearwater Heating and Air after 1 week to check on me again.
I will. I'll do that. I'll notate the other account. And my name again is Tina, so I'll call you in a week or so, okay?
All right, Tina.
Okay. All right. Have a nice day. And then me and Zach will finish up here.
Thank you. Thank you, Big Zach.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Thanks for doing that, Zach. So now I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
It's 4246.
Okay.
3153.
Got it.
7863.
Okay.
4263.
4263. Okay, expiration?
928.
And the code?
045.
445, you said?
045.
045, okay. Got it. So what I'm going to do right now is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create the appointment for my technician to call you. They'll go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website, and getting you placed. And some of this is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and make sure that you're authorized. So just kind of bear with me, okay?
Good.
Mm-hmm. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
AirBuds Air Conditioning and Heating.
Thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
Zachary Rowley, owner and manager.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, February 26th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 26th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then for the client interview, Zach, that will take about 20, maybe 30 minutes to go over your keywords and getting you set up. So I have a 2 o'clock available or 4, 5, or 6. What do you think would work best?
Let's do 4 o'clock.
Okay, so what I'm going to do right now is I'll block out an hour from 4 to 5 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case the technician, you know, prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 4:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. Okay, and then lastly, because we got the site included and we got you that special pricing, I want you to go in there and acknowledge it with the e-signature. So in the event, because I think the text will come to you that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
All right.
There's a link in there that says, click here to accept your subscription terms. And then when you open it, again, just because the billing's in Agron's name, it's going to have you sign with Agron's name. But again, you guys are both authorized on the account. So he could do it. If you're more comfortable, you can forward it to him. If not, all you have to do is put in, you know, the click those 2 boxes, one to show you're authorized, the second to show you get text messages. Then once you do that, you would put in his name, and when you hit confirm signature, it will ask you for a username and password. You don't have to worry about any of that right now. That will be provided at the client interview, but if you see that, that's your sign that it went through, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Oh, good. All right, so you're all good to go, Zach. Welcome aboard. I'm so glad that it worked out for you, and then you have the login credentials for the website, right?
Yeah, I should. If not, I can get access to that.
Okay, yeah, they'll ask you who it's by, whether it's like a Wix site or a GoDaddy or what have you, and then they'll ask you for the username and password, and that's just so that we can build our site on your domain. So if you could have that, you know, by that 4 o'clock appointment, that would be great. If not, I'll put a note in here that you're going to get it, and you can send it over after the fact, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.